Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv. Subject Muniyatul Murid. Teacher Sheikh Mustafa Akhund. Lesson number 1.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب إله العالمين بالقاسم المصطفى محمد اللهم كن لوديك الحجة من الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear students, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm blessed and I'm honored to be amongst you, starting a new series explaining, discussing the book by Shahid al-Thani, which is titled Munyatul Murid. Kitab al-Munyatul Murid by Shahid al-Thani. His name is Zainuddin ibn Ali bin Ahmad al-Amili al-Shami. Insha'Allah, together we will learn and together we will be able, by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam, apply the teaching of this book. Islam, to be the most complete religion that exists, it must cover every aspect of our life. From every angle, it should have a teaching for us, which it does. Quran and the words of Ahlul Bayt, Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, we do see that they have covered every aspect of our life and they have teachings for every movement that we partake. One of the most important decisions that you and I, we have made, is to study and to gain the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Needs ethics, it needs merits, how to study, when to study, how should we proceed with our education within hawza or seminary. As we said, the religion of Islam to be the most complete and has covered every aspect of our lives, this aspect also, Islam has teachings. In addition to learning the ethics of how to study, we see ethics for example, sleeping. We do have narrations from Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, how many hours we should sleep, how to sleep, the position of us when we are sleeping. Should we sleep on the right side? Should we sleep on the left side? Should we sleep on the stomach, on our stomach, which is makruh, and so on and so forth. Ethics of drinking and eating, what we are allowed to eat as far as muharramat and wajibat, and then mustahabat and makruhat, and what kind of food we should eat with another food, and so on and so forth. Traveling, building a house, every aspect, by the definition, we mean every aspect of our life. We do have teachings from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam of how to do it. For us to be able to get better in whatever we do, we have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. In this book, Kitab Munyatul Murid by Shahid al-Thani, is the ethics of ta'lim and ta'allum, gaining knowledge and spreading knowledge. It has its own ethics within the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. A teacher, how should he be teaching? Students, how should he be gaining the knowledge? What is the best time for studying? And what is the good time for reading? When is a good time for memorizing? Which day should we start? For example, inshallah, we will read within the hadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam that Wednesday or Sunday, it's the best day to start our, if you want to start a new book, just to study it, it's better for us to start it on either Sunday or Wednesday. When should we be focusing on memorizing and is the peak of our basically intellect that we will be able to gain more and study more? And it is very recommended, for example, in the ethics of sleeping, for us it is very, very makruh, meaning not recommended. We have mustahab, which is recommended, and then makruh, which is not recommended. It's not haram, but it's not recommended for an individual to be sleeping from fajr, from morning prayer, until sunrise. It's very makruh. We should not sleep. It's a good time for us to study. I remember when I was in America, that was the best time for me. It's all my kids are sleeping, family are sleeping, very calm. That was the time that when I used to do online studying between Fajr prayer and sunrise. And many other ethics. We just mentioned some of these briefly. Inshallah, when we get to the text, we will be able to see that alhamdulillah, thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He left us Ahlul Bayt alayhim, He brought us Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, which they left us with these gems. And thanks to our scholars of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, who compiled these gems in books for us to study and learn. And ethics are very, very important. Very, very, very important for us to keep in mind and learn the ethics of everything that we do. Family relationship, for example. Relationship between wife and husband. There are some relationships, there are some elements that are wajib, mandatory. For example, for husband, it is mandatory for him to provide for his wife shelter, food, clothes, and so on and so forth. It is mandatory, wajib. We're not talking about wajibat and muharramat, obligatory acts and forbidden acts. No, we're talking about ethics. What is better? How can we take this relationship to another level? It needs ethics, moralities, akhlaqiyat, merits. This all becomes within this book, inshallah, that we will discuss. So it is very important. We shouldn't take it for granted. Well, it's akhlaqiyat, moralities, we know it. No, moralities that have come from the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam. Very, very important. We see there are a lot of videos that exist about the ethics of business. How should we do business? Ethics of customer service, and so on and so forth. Gaining the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran and the hadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, it has its own ethics, which we have to keep in mind. For example, one of the ethics is for us to, inshallah, we read the hadith. I'm just bringing bulletin points of what we will discuss, inshallah. We will bring the narrations and then we will explain them, inshallah, more, and we will elaborate. It is very much recommended that the talibul ilm, the one that is gaining the knowledge, especially the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and Quran, to be the condition of wudu. Every time, inshallah, that becomes our first action plan. And every episode, we will try to have one or two or three action plans that we will go through with them. And we make sure that after listening to every session, we write them down or somewhere that it reminds us that this is what we need to do. Because the knowledge, if it's only studied and learned and not applied, it's not worth it. For example, if I spend money and gain the knowledge of swimming, for example, but some of my friends, we were walking by the swimming pool and he pushes me into 8 or 10 feet swimming pool. And I haven't practiced the knowledge. I just gained it, I learned it from the books, I read it, this is the way that I should move my hands and my legs, but I did not practice it and I didn't get good at it. And I get into the swimming pool, if I am not trying myself to really, really save myself, I might drown. So it's very important, the knowledge that we gain, we apply it to see the benefit. For example, when we study Sarf and Nahw, of how to speak Arabic grammar within our text. If we just read them and don't memorize them and don't practice them and practice them and practicing them again, which practice makes perfect, I will read Arabic text and I don't know the Arab. How should the word end? Is it mansub, nasf, or is it jar, or is it raf, and so on and so forth. Inshallah, you're taking sarf and nahw with other scholars and you are familiar with points that I'm discussing. Or for example, if I take mantaq, inshallah, you've taken al-mujaz for mantaq, or you are studying currently, mantaq teaches us and gives us tools that will prevent our thinking to go astray. So if I learn these concepts, if I learn these principles, but when it comes to the field, I don't apply them, well, what was the benefit of me just learning, spending some time watching some videos if you're studying online, and reading some text, and then I move on and I didn't apply them. So I don't see the benefit. Same thing for the ethics. We have to practice and practice and practice for us to get hang of it and to become part of our personality and become the habit that we enjoy doing it and we see the benefit. The first one is for us to be at the condition of wudu. Inshallah, you are at the condition of wudu. If not, well, you have the chance. You can pause this video, go do wudu, and come back, and shaitan will try his best for us not to apply what we learn, what we gain from the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. That's what he promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I will try my best and I will do my best to make them go astray. When we are at the condition of wudu, at this condition of purity, definitely inshaAllah, we will gain more from the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So this was some introduction to, inshallah, what we will be studying. Another action plan comes to my mind, which I have in here for all of us. It is very important that while we are gaining the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and Quran, for us to remind ourselves why we are studying this. What is the intention behind it? One intention can be that, okay, I want to gain the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and I proceed level after level, level after level, and inshallah, I become a scholar, and I will educate people, and people will start respecting me, and I will start having worldly gains from it. That's one intention to have, which I'm pretty sure none of you, dear students, have this in mind. All of us, when we started this, we started qurbatan in Allah Ta'ala, seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was our intention. We have to keep reminding ourselves of this intention. So after we do the first action plan, which is wudu, every time that we come and we want to play these videos of sarf and nahw and so on and so forth, of the lessons that we are taking, we will be inshallah at the condition of wudu. Second is for us to remind ourselves that our intention is seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gaining this knowledge, seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan will try to push our intention otherwise. We have to keep reminding ourselves. I remember a story by Shaheed Ayatollah Sayyid Hassan al-Shirazi, may Allah bless his soul, who established and founded the seminary in Damascus, Syria, very close to the shrine of Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha, one of the biggest and the greatest seminary in Syria. That may we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the visitation of Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha in Sham. He used to tell his students every day that he used to leave his house toward the seminary, he would remind them that, okay, let's remind ourselves that we are leaving our house to Hawza, to seminary, قُرْبَةً اللَّهِ تَعَالَى لِنُجَدِّدْ, let us renew our intention, قُرْبَةً اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Every day, we should have this intention that it is, we're doing this sincerely, seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This book, as we mentioned, Munyatul Murid, or the merits of knowledge, the morality that we need to gain the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is in Quran, and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. It's been compiled by Shahid al-Thani. Again, his name is Zainuddin bin Ali bin Ahmad al-Amili al-Shami, one of our great, great scholars who lived from year 911 to 966 after Hijrah, only 55 years. But he has left us many valuable books that can benefit us in our journey in gaining the knowledge of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. He traveled a lot. Inshallah, if you get a chance, I don't know if you will be able to get your hand on the translation of this book, or you can search the life of Al-Shahid al-Thani, which we will refer to him as Shahid al-Thani because this is his title within all the books. People know him. The people know him as Shahid al-Thani. He traveled to many, many, many countries. This is again centuries ago, which was very, very difficult for an individual to gain knowledge, to travel from one place to another place. It would take them month and month. They didn't have any of these high luxury and convenience transportation. But they traveled. We have many of our scholars, Allam al-Halli, Allam al-Amini, they would travel from one place to another place during a very, very hard and difficult times and very with difficult means to just gain a book, to get a book or get a hadith or narration from Ahl al-Bayt alayhim as-salam. They did their best to preserve the knowledge of Ahl al-Bayt alayhim as-salam, which the enemies of Ahl al-Bayt alayhim as-salam, they tried as much as possible to destroy these gems and to destroy these knowledge. Our scholars, may Allah bless the soul of each and every individual of them, they try to preserve it. Shahid al-Thani, one of them. Many countries that he traveled to gain the knowledge of Ahl al-Bayt alayhim as-salam and for him to preserve it and to get it to you and I. So we don't have any excuse that, well, I didn't have access to this knowledge. Alhamdulillah, many of the books of the school of Ahl al-Bayt alayhim as-salam has been translated into English. And we can have access to knowledge if we want. There's a beautiful verse. All the verses of Quran are beautiful. One of the verses that I most often refer to it, that وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Beautiful verse. That Allah says, those who strive in us, that they want to gain, they want to find the truth, they want to find and gain the knowledge and find the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, surely, verily, indeed, we will show them the path. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Verily, definitely, surely we will show them the path. But if we want, if we strive to gain the knowledge of Ahl al-Bayt alayhim as-salam. So we start, inshallah, you can read about, and I really recommend you to read about the life of Shahid al-Thani so you can appreciate what our scholars did to preserve these knowledge and to get it to you and I. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, if you have the text, basically we will go line by line through the text and we will explain and elaborate and bring evidence and stories, and inshallah we will together gain this knowledge and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and to take our hand in this journey together, inshallah. The book starts with Alhamdulillah alladhi allama bil qalam. Gratitude and praise are only for God subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama bil qalam. Which God? God is the one who acquainted mankind with science and knowledge by way of the pen. Allama al insana ma lam ya'lam. He's the one who taught us what we didn't know. When we are born, from when we come out of the womb of our mother, we don't know anything. Completely our hard drive, if we say it, it's completely blank with some things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in us as a nature. Then slowly, slowly we start gaining knowledge using our senses and so on and so forth. See, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has taught us by the pen. Basically, our religion, should be proud that we have this religion and we are a follower of the most complete religion, which is based on knowledge. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ حَبِيبِهِ وَعَبْدِهِ وَنَبِيِّهِ مُحَمَّدٍ. And all praise, may God send His greetings upon the person who is full of love and affection for Him and is one of His servants. This is Muhammad, may His blessing be upon His messenger, who is the most exalted scholar, and it is the teacher of all mankind. Rasulullah, bringing the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ilmul ilahi, got to you and I by a mean. And that mean is Rasulullah and Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam. Let us open a parenthesis here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses means to get to you and I. Why shouldn't we use means to get back to Him? We see, unfortunately, within some of the other school of thought than the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam, they criticize Shia, the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam. Why do we use means to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we come and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you the visitation of the shrines of Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam in Mashhad, in Qom, in Iraq, and Medina, we use them as means to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We use them as means. They say that you should not use any means. You should get directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, we can bring many arguments, inshallah. If we get to it, inshallah, we bring many evidence from Quran and hadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam and the history that shows that we should get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means. Well, one of those arguments is that if Allah uses means to get to you and I, even for us to gain that knowledge, He uses means. من أفضل من علم وعلم. The best, the one that He taught us, Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. وعلى آله وأصحابه المتأدبين بآدابه وسلم. And Allah's blessing be upon who have, upon progeny of Rasulullah Muhammad Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam, and salutation upon the household and helpers of the messenger, all the helpers of the messengers, no, who have equipped themselves with his teachings and decorated themselves with his manners and etiquettes. Let us pause here. We sense when we read these texts, we have to be very, very careful and read line by line and try to understand why our scholars have wrote what they wrote, the way that they wrote it. And they were really careful in picking and choosing their words. We're not saying that their books are infallible. No, they have made mistakes. They are fallible individuals. But we have to try to understand what they try to indicate. We say Salat on Rasulullah first. And then وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ, on his progeny completely, Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, starting from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha, al-Imam al-Hassan al-Mushtaba alayhi salam, al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, all the way to the beloved Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. وَأَصْحَابِهِ, and then he comes and he says أَلْمُتَأَدِّبِينَ بِآدَابِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Us, the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam, we have the utmost respect for those companions of Rasulullah that were al-muta'addibin bi'adabih. Those who were equipped, who equipped themselves with the teachings of Rasulullah. And they decorated themselves with his manners. We have the utmost respect for those companions of Rasulullah who followed the footsteps of Rasulullah. We have the utmost respect for those companions of Rasulullah who followed the teachings of Rasulullah. One of those teachings was on the day of Ghadir, where he appointed Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib as the commander of the faithful, as the Khalifa, as his successor. We follow and we respect those companions who followed Ghadir, who followed Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. We have the utmost respect for those who did not come and burn the door of Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. Those who came and attacked the door of Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha only a couple of days after the martyrdom of Rasulullah, we don't respect them. Because they did not respect the daughter of Rasulullah. They burned the door of which door? The door that every time Rasulullah used to go to a battle or would travel, he would come and he would knock and he would say, As-salamu alaykum ya Ahl Bayt al-Nubuwa. This door, that Rasulullah used to stand by it and give his salutations and greeting to this household, these companions come and they burn it. We don't have respect for those companions. Ours, we send greetings upon those companions, al-muta'addibin, again, al-muta'addibin bi-adabih. Those who equipped themselves with the teachings of Rasulullah and they followed the footsteps of Rasulullah, meaning they respected Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam and they got their teachings from Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Those are the companions that we respect and we have the utmost respect for them and we send greetings and salutations to them. So this is the segment that he starts, Shahid Thani starts the segment inshaAllah. We will, inshallah, in the next session, we get into the text and we will continue, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Thumma Salatu Wassalamu Ala Ashraf Al-Anbiya Wal-Mursaleen, Habibi Ilaha Al-Alameen, Abul Qasim Al-Mustafa, Muhammad.
Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv.